Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About. You gotta put it in the
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need to go to the gym. I'm gonna get diabetes if I don't go to the gym. And I really feel like crap. I really do. I don't feel healthy like I did when I was doing MMA. I'd love to get back into the MMA scene. I really would.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
This is your chance to talk to the world's expert in the vulva and the vagina.
Well, Dr. Drew, you're the man, and I strive everything that you are. I strive to be everything that you are.
Are you keeping it real more than you are chilling, or are you more chilling than keeping it real right now?
More chilling than keeping it real.
So this is not your first time in Los Angeles, is it?
No, of course not.
No, no.
No.
You're experienced when it comes to L.A.
I mean, what am I... I'm experienced being on the earth.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Name something that gets passed around.
Chris.
A joint.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Get this woodstock out of here.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now hiring both locations. And now...
Take me home tonight. Allie's mom and dad are boning right now.
Our feature presentation.
I mean...
I thought you wanted to start, right?
No.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 16th of November.
You think your folks are morning sex people also, or do you think they save it for nighttime?
My headphones went out. Can you...
He said, do you think...
No, my...
Or do you think it's just any time the urge hits him? It could be 7 a.m., it could be noon, it could be 2 a.m.
Listen, if they're boning, that's great. Mm-hmm. God bless them. They've been together since they were 15 and 16.
Right.
That's wonderful that my dad's penis still works.
Right.
My mom's vagina's good.
Okay. All right. A little more graphic than I hoped for, but all right.
Okay.
So 3 times a day, you think, huh?
Okay. See, I thought that would end it. I thought you'd get grossed out and move on. No?
Does your dad ever just run down the hall and go, "It's time!" Anything like that?
Do you think they just have a look? Like
just
raises an eyebrow or something like that, and then they just know and they just automatically just head for the bedroom.
Oh,
or the
God.
Kitchen counter or whatever's convenient.
Oh,
steam whistle?
A steam whistle.
Good guess. Do you think they ever get home from dinner and just are so hot they do it in the car before they even go into the house?
So gross.
Do it in the car first before they go in the house and do it, is what you mean.
Oh.
Right?
Stop it.
We're just giving you something to think about over Thanksgiving, that's all.
Right?
Hey, Jensen.
Oh, hello, friend.
Hey, K-Rex Kevin.
Hey.
There's been a lot of wrongness about food on the program in recent weeks. Y'all were wrong about candy corn, every single one of you but me.
Nah.
Dave was wrong. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jensen's on the candy corn.
I was in with you.
Dave, obviously, as we just heard, couldn't be more wrong about Thanksgiving, which is,
he's a literal Babadook. He's a disaster in our basements. He's an awful monster.
He is, because Thanksgiving is the greatest food holiday of the whole year. But where are we on pineapple on pizza? And there's a reason I bring it up. It's back in the news. Pineapple on pizza. I can say that I am a fan.
Ugh. It's disgusting.
I could say, okay. Don't love, but
not
okay.
Your favorite, but you don't mind it.
Sure.
Okay. As bean-like as I am, I think this one I'm going to dissent. I don't necessarily like pineapple.
Not in. Okay.
No pineapple on pizza. Okay. No. Well, the reason it's in the news is because this story goes back to 2017 originally. The president of Iceland, Gudni Johansson, was doing a school assembly. And one of the students asked him about pineapple on pizza. And he said that he would like to ban it.
He would like to ban it.
A weird assembly.
the comment sparked international debate about the so-called Hawaiian pizza. By the way, we know it as Hawaiian pizza, and oftentimes it's not just the pineapple, but people will put ham on it as well. That's the other half of it. But do you know where Hawaiian pizza was actually invented?
I'm going to go not Hawaii.
You are correct, not Hawaii. Right. What if I were to tell you Canada is where Hawaiian pizza was invented?
That makes sense.
Damn it.
A Southern Ontario restaurateur named Sam Panopoulos, who died in June of 2017 at the age of 82, is actually the one who invented Hawaiian pizza. So at the time, Canada was outraged, by the way. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weighed in at the time, declared himself a member of Team Pineapple, and stated his support for this delicious Southwestern Ontario creation. Even the man who invented it weighed in to say how wrong the president of Iceland was. Hmm. So at the time, 2017, again, president of Iceland, there was so much heat on him that he had to issue a statement saying, I like pineapples, just not on pizza, but I do not have the power to make laws which forbid people to put pineapple on their pizza. I guess people were concerned when he said he wanted to ban it, right? I'm glad
is
that
every other problem in Canada solved.
Well, that's I miss the days when the U.S. had issues like pineapple on pizza.
Right.
I miss a general interest story.
Right. Well, we were just talking about whether the dress was blue or silver, right?
Right. Those days.
I am glad that I do not hold such power. Presidents should not have unlimited power. I would not want to hold this position if I could pass laws forbidding that which I don't like. I would not want to live in such a country. For pizzas, I recommend seafood.
Oh.
No.
This
Hot
is what
take.
He said
Don't
at the time.
Do it.
Hot take.
What?
Mm-mm.
Seafood. Now, let's remember that Iceland is one of the fishing, hotspots of the whole world. And I guess that was just his nationalist way of trying to, you know, get more people to put seafood on their pizzas. He said it would be a nice thing to do. And he resisted charges that he was in the pocket of Big Fish.
Big Fish?
that Tim Burton film?
My
guess would be, because I've only had little shrimps on like a California pizza kitchen pizza. But he says seafood. What else could he even be referencing?
Maybe like lobster?
I've had crab. I've had crab on my pizza before. And that's real
really?
Good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Who knows? In Iceland, I bet they use fish, you know, and seafood for everything. So I bet they got a lot of different sort of things. Well, anyway, it's back in the news right now. That all happened in 2017. You thought it would blow over, but there was a recent interview on to celebrate the 50th anniversary of an Icelandic news show. A Canadian news show called As It Happens, where it came up again. And he had to issue another statement saying, the influence of The Office got the better of me, and I went a step too far. So 2 years later, he's still apologizing for suggesting that he wanted to ban Hawaiian pizza. But I think everybody's I think everybody's made up. They've kissed. They've made up. And I think the decision now is, you know, get what you like. If you like pineapple on your pizza, go for it.
If you could ban any food, is there something in your arsenal that you would get rid of forever?
Ban any food.
God, I know there is something because we've talked about it. We've talked about the worst food in the world.
I think pork rinds should be illegal.
Really?
Because they don't technically make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just like air.
Yeah, it's like gross pork air.
Yeah.
I think it's grotesque, and I think that we don't know the process. It's a very alien-esque food.
Oh, we're not supposed to.
And also, not a lot of people know how to know what it is. It's not a very popular snack.
I suspect that pork rinds come from the last bit of the pig that they can't make pork chops or you know, pepperoni or anything out of that you've heard of.
Yeah. I mean, hot dogs?
Even the hot dog industry is like, nope, not for us.
No, thanks. This is like the pig's nose and his molars is what they're using for pork rind. So, I don't know. There's definitely foods that are an abomination for me. Nothing comes to mind. I mean, I hate tomatoes desperately.
That seems a broad pick.
Hate them, but I will allow them.
Capers could go.
Oh, I
those
like
are
capers.
Just love, like, I love oh, a good caper.
They're just like little circles of
capers on salmon, though. Delicious.
No, it's they're, not good.
No, it's just a little circle of yuck.
It's good with like a lox and a. I mean, I don't mean to sound very Jewish here,
well,
but I'm very
it.
Jewish. But like a bagel with lox and cream cheese with some capers on it, and maybe one onion.
No. Right. I'm constantly just flicking them off whatever food they happen to. Ugh. Get away, caper.
Let's write that
Beat
down.
It, caper.
Let's write that down for next week, the one food that you would you'd ban from the earth if you could, because I think a lot of our listeners would surprise us with what they come out with.
Oh, yeah.
I think I even have one.
Oh, I know I have a bunch.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. I'm a very
picky eater. He's got to go to the whiteboard in the other room.
Right. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Also, when you get around to it, would you pull your head out of your ass?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
How dare you?
Is back. Very excited about that. Cheers with Beer Mug, talking Thanksgiving food. On the program today, we have the tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas.
We absolutely do.
Right, I got it.
Okay, I just want to make sure you got it.
Yo, can you guys do me a favor and smash that absolute button?
We will.
Thanks.
A brand new internet roundup. Keep it 100, and I think that's it.
That's it. Musical Jesus, Weird Al Yankovic joins us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. By the way, let's not forget that.
Has that been added?
No, it's been on the schedule all week long, and it's happening today.
Best
day of the whole year. Are you kidding me? The greatest human ever, Weird Al.
So you don't know he canceled?
He didn't cancel.
That would be awful.
7:20. Weird Al never cancels. He's a man of his word.
Plus, Weird Al. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
That means it's time for a first look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
Could you feel it in the air?
Feel it in the air.
It's here, you guys.
What's here?
It is finally here. Gwyneth Paltrow has done it again.
Oh.
It's her epic gift guide featuring $650,000 worth of selections. It is here. Goop's holiday gift guide. She has broken it down. Kids love it. She has broken it down into different categories just to make it easier for us, the consumer.
Okay.
Everything from the guy's gift guide, the one and only gift guide, the wellness junkies gift guide.
I'm doing all of my Christmas shopping on Goop this year.
Well,
so give me some good stuff.
A while ago, you were like, Allie, where would I get a Marabou Feather Playful Tickler Pleasure Puff ring? And I said, well, I think you'd look under the lover's gift guide, Bean. And
okay.
I'm right. That's going to set you back about $700.
Ooh, that's a lot. I was going to get that from my mailman, and that seems extravagant.
There is nothing whiter than the Goop gift guide.
It's amazing.
It has to be the whitest Maine, like Vermont.
Why's it got to be Maine?
I'm just saying it's like this gross, like I have a catalog that I'm going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on things I'm never going to see again.
See, I think you're wrong, because a lot of people are like, I like smoking, but what about a 22-karat gold pipe that I could smoke out of? Indeed.
Wow.
Indeed. That's only $140, though. I thought it would be a lot more.
Oh.
Some people saying, God, I love a room that gives off a little bit of light, but I'd love it in the shape of a banana.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, a $340 lamp in the shape of a banana. A $275 ceramic backgammon set. But I know you, Bean. I know what you're looking for. Something no one else has.
Exciting.
And for only $172,000.
Okay.
You can have an entire village in Spain.
What? It's on her gift guide.
A village in Spain.
I can't.
How many is she selling? Is it just one? Is it
just
first
one.
Come, first serve?
Yeah, you better get on it. Wow. It's so much.
That celebrities cheap, just
that
like us.
Cheap for a village in Spain, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of a steal.
I don't think it's a great village.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure.
But it's your village.
But what can you do with it once you buy it?
Rule over it.
Open a Dave and Buster's.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
be quite the coup in that village.
You couldn't buy a house in Southern California for that,
right?
So here, why not buy a villa in or a town in Spain and just live in it? That'd be where you live.
It would be.
It's probably just land. Right?
Yeah, I don't think it's like built up like little villages and like shops.
It would be great for Bean, though, for just his little sleeping bag sitting in dirt.
Is the Goop catalog online? Can I do some research on the Spanish town?
Goop.com.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find it right there. You guys, Woodstock founder reportedly has been planning a 50th anniversary show for quite some time.
Okay.
All right. So, of course, you know the legendary 1969 festival, attended by more than 400,000 people, well-received. Sequel in 1994 to celebrate the 25th anniversary.
Limp Bizkit!
Well-received. As well as another event in 1999, infamously descended into total chaos. But we are coming up in 2019 on the 50th anniversary. This man is supposedly looking for headliners, actively scouting an outdoor space, and a teaser message has gone up on the official Woodstock website.
So he doesn't have anything yet?
No.
But an idea?
It's probably going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, it's 50. You got to do something at 50.
Is that land where the original festival was held still a field? Is it still empty? Could they hold it there? Or has it been built up in all these years?
No, I think it's still a field. I think it's a historic field.
Well, I wonder why he's looking for a location to have it then.
Maybe they said no.
Yeah, after 99.
Yeah, they're like, nothing's coming back.
Which one did
here.
We go to, Bean? Was it 99?
I don't know. I'd say 94. You probably went to one.
It was terrible.
Oh, then you went to...
Whichever one we went to, Kid Rock was there. I remember that.
99?
Yeah. Was it 99?
Yeah.
And Green Day, too, right?
And Limp Bizkit
and
as well.
Limp Bizkit,
oh. Yeah.
But that was the 25th. That was the big one. That was 94.
Okay. That was the good. That's
yeah,
the
that
we
was
to.
A good one.
Yeah.
We yeah, 99 you'd remember because yeah, it didn't. It didn't really end well for anyone.
Okay.
Just
everyone
research.
Died at that one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I might
understand.
Be wrong. Don't Google it.
I understand why they would want to commemorate the 50th anniversary, but the thing about Woodstock that was cool at the time is there weren't those festivals all the time, and now there's one in almost every city in America, almost every weekend of the year. So it's not that big a deal. You call it Woodstock, but it's really just going to be another Coachella, another Lollapalooza, you know, another Bonnaroo.
Wow.
With that
Woodstock's
attitude.
The OG. How dare you besmirch its good name.
Sha-na-na played at the first
Thank
Woodstock.
Thank you.
Give it respect.
Yes. All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Martha Plimpton, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Marg Helgenberger, and Pete Davidson. What's he been up to? I haven't heard from him in a while. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Well, you still do your part. You still
but
do
you said,
thing.
Okay, but you said I'm going to do my thing first.
But you do your thing first.
But you said you were going to do your thing first.
Russ G, back in the studio. Today I'm thankful for everything. It's Thanksgiving, y'all. So today I'm going to be giving some things.
Things.
It's the 4th, Thursday of November. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving time, so you know I gotta give some thanks. And it's cold outside, which I like. Give some thanks. I can wear my favorite turkey sweater. Give some thanks. La familia is here. Give some thanks. My cousin from Alhambra. My second cousin from Santa Clarita. My third cousin from Paso Zarricas. All here. Give some thanks. To celebrate the blessings of the harvest. Give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks. Thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the best, so I gotta give some thanks.
I mean, come on with the Rosa G, right?
Yeah.
She's the best. She's an American treasure.
She's Amen. The opposite of Dave the King of Mexico.
So happy Thanksgiving, Rosa G, and thank you for all the great work you've done over the years with your music.
It is time for a feature we call...
Fetch That Info Bean!
How dare you,
Bean
by the way.
Bean spends a lot of time on the internet. He reads stories. There's no conversation going on in the room. None of us are talking about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And just out of the blue, he'll say something and think that it's fascinating to everyone.
In my defense, could I just say, all conversations have to be started by somebody. Okay? So if nobody
Most
ever...
of these are not conversation starters as much as they are enders.
Well, let's all be the judge of that,
as
you describe.
I will do the impression of you first, and then if anyone else says anything in the room, which, by the way, is against the rules, I'll let you know what that is. All right, the first one is, I got to decide where to eat today, you guys.
Pause.
Okay. Hold on.
Pause.
It's such a burden. I mean, how hard can that be?
Well, it is.
And is that a conversation starter?
No, I see your point. Because there's really nothing that you guys can do for me to help with that. So where is that going to go? That one's a conversation ender.
That's info beam. I
see your point there.
I don't think we spend enough time talking about how hot Casey Musgrave is.
He did say
that. That is true, by the way.
We're not saying true or false.
Okay, but Jensen, you're with me on that. She's underappreciated as an attractive woman, right?
She is. She's an attractive lady.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
don't know if, you know, it's something we can all discuss over a few minutes.
Right.
Didn't need to be brought up. I understand.
A couple days ago. I wonder what Barbara Walters is doing now.
Look, did you think one of us was going to have an update? Perhaps Allie might have known.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Doesn't it ever happen where you just think of a celebrity, you thought, oh, man, I haven't thought about Gene Hackman in a long time. Like, where is he now? What's he doing with his days?
I had one last night.
Yeah.
I woke up at 12:30, stomach ache, stayed up all night, and around 2 a.m., I went, what happened to Coney?
Oh, yeah.
We never caught him.
I looked it up and Googled and everything. Coney's still around.
Still at large.
Still living his life.
But did you talk to Danielle about it?
No.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
I thought about shaking her and being like, babe,
yeah,
Coney's still loose.
That's the key. Sometimes when you think something, go ahead and keep it a thought.
What if Barbara Walters is living with Coney somewhere?
Oh.
Ever think about that?
Oh, an interview gone awry.
Right.
Hey, I'm reading a 10,000-word article on a song. Nobody says anything. I'm not in love with it right now.
What was the song?
I wish I remembered.
No one says anything. There's a lot of detail in there.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Yes, Bean, any thoughts on conversation starters?
I mean, I guess if I named the song at the time, maybe you guys would have had some, you know, something to say about it, like you liked it or you thought it deserved it.
The only answer is, how do you read a 10,000-word piece on any song?
Right.
Really?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Right. Love Actually came out 50 years ago today.
15.
Whatever. No one says anything. So did the movie Elf. Nothing. I'm going to put up a poll about which movie is better. Love Actually or Elf? That whole conversation he had by himself.
That is completely appropriate, given our job and given the season. Love Actually and Elf, yeah, they both came out on the exact same day in 2003. Which one has held up better? I thought that was a legitimate topic for the show.
Okay, and the fact that no one in the room said a word?
Well,
doesn't that maybe feel like perhaps that was something that didn't need to be said out loud?
That one could have
tethered. Misunderstood your level of interest.
That one could have tethered, though. We could have volleyed that one a little.
Well, I wound up, after he put up the poll, telling him the poll was just wrong because they're not comparable movies.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? You can't put up a poll of which one's better because they're not of the same ilk.
Well, they're both holiday classics, modern holiday classics that lots of people enjoy and watch.
Well, we've engaged him now.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Way to go.
I had a dream last night about Taylor Swift, you guys. And I said, how does that affect us? And Bean said, I was just surprised it had so much detail.
Oh, God.
Not like,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Nothing. I'm just saying.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Look, that can't be an uncommon discussion for coworkers to have, is about dreams, right?
I never want to hear a dream conversation again.
Right?
I don't blame you, Chip.
Chip's already scarred.
Plus, I work with a dream interpreter. That could have gone somewhere. Allie could have helped me out.
She didn't say anything because...
No, she didn't.
Right. And finally, you know how you burn somebody with food?
Yeah.
You know, Bean loves chocolate milk. So if we're drinking chocolate milk, we go, we got some chocolate milk, Bean. And then he's like, oh, I wish I had it so much. Bean's not so good at playing that game. I can't hear you guys right now. A new Katy Perry Christmas song just came out. Long pause, and then Allie said, wow, that's a sick burn.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
All right, Muggsy, let's deal with you. What's going on, man?
You know, just another day, another dollar. Got to make it here at K-Rock. What does that mean? I have no idea. I just thought I would speak from the heart.
What?
What does that mean?
For people who haven't heard Cheers with Beer Mug, explain.
Well, I go down to my local hole-in-the-wall watering hole. And
a lot of holes.
Yeah.
He goes to a bar,
guys.
That's
what she said. Right. And I ask fellow bar patrons the latest topics that are plaguing America. And sometimes they're hard-hitting, sometimes they're softballs, but
they're never hard-hitting.
Yeah,
come on. When was that?
Come on.
Don't you remember when Mug solved the problems at the Gaza Strip?
Yeah. Remember that? So they've been drinking normally when I ask them questions.
As have you.
Yeah, as have I. Mm-hmm. And this time, I went down there, and Thanksgiving is next week, so I wanted to ask my fellow patrons what their thoughts of Thanksgiving and all the festivities and food surrounding it in this episode of Cheers with Beer Mug.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What do you...
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
That's a good question.
That was the hard-hitting question.
Oh, that was the one?
Yep.
Okay, all right, good. All right, here we go, talking about Thanksgiving food.
Thanksgiving is almost upon us. What is your favorite part of the holiday they call Thanksgiving?
We go to Vegas, get a suite, hit a turkey buffet. No cleaning, no relatives, no friends, no fuss, no muss.
No relatives, no friends.
Smart,
dude. That's the way to do it, actually.
He dodges everyone he knows.
Uh-huh. Esther, what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
I've made it a tradition to go see my sister second year in a row in Washington. So I guess seeing my sister and her family. Mostly her dog, actually. I'm coming for the dog.
So you would say that you get along better with her dog than your actual family.
For sure.
What is your most favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Well, the food, basically, pigging out.
What do you have to say to all the articles coming out against turkey nowadays?
Well, I'm never a huge turkey fan anyways. I like the ham, maybe some chicken. Not a turkey fan.
So you could do Thanksgiving with a different meat option?
Yeah, definitely. Turkey's too dry for me.
It's a good follow-up question, though, Mugs. Good follow-up question.
Because he hadn't made that explicitly right? Clear with his answer.
Make sure.
Way too dry.
Veronica, what is your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Spending time with Beer Mug in front of a fire with a big old turkey leg in each of our hands. I like stuffing and mashed potatoes as well, but I love Beer Mug.
You know what the craziest part of Thanksgiving is? You spend 4 or 5 days looking for the perfect outfit, and you get dressed, and you walk to the living room. Get your makeup all done, and you're so ready for, like, Thanksgiving, and you're my family. I've seen you all my life. Why am I trying to impress you? Right?
Can you stop the tape right there? Is that true, Allie?
You do get dressed up differently for Thanksgiving, but you're literally walking 5 feet, and you're literally looking at people that you know and love that don't care.
Absolutely true.
It's absolutely true.
That is a very astute observation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you do a Thanksgiving rehearsal before you do the actual thing?
No. What is there to rehearse?
Right? That's a strange question.
I don't understand that question at all.
Do you rehearse?
I want to make sure everything goes according to plan.
Like a trial run of dinner?
Yeah.
Where everybody's sitting. You know, you can't put grandma next to cousin Steve because they fight.
Oh.
So you have to do it a complete run through?
Like, absolutely.
Okay. Like a rehearsal for a Broadway show?
Right.
All
right.
Do you hire people to stand in?
Yes, you get stand-ins, you get lighting directors.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't know any of that.
Wow.
Mugs, did you come up with this so you get a whole separate Thanksgiving meal on the Wednesday as well?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Your turkey sucks, your stuffing sucks, and the booze is great. There's nothing to rehearse.
Have you've never had good turkey or stuffing?
I don't do Thanksgiving food. I'd rather have a street taco and a margarita.
I'm here with the fabulous, lovely, ravenous Robin.
Wow.
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving, Robin?
The mashed potatoes and gravy.
What do you think of the turkey? It's getting a bad rap lately.
No, I like turkey. I make a turkey every year.
Is it juicy and buttery and delicious and flavorful?
Yes, it is. It doesn't have, there's no stuffing in the butt, though.
Why not? Why don't you want to stuff the butt?
I prefer to have my stuffing outside of the butt. It's a little mushy when they put it in the butt.
Oh. Are we still talking about turkey?
I think
we are, talking about stuffing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's Cheers with Mugs.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Are you ready for Weird Al Yankovic?
What is that? What beat? What's that noise? But what? Can you talk like a human?
It's weird. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hi.
It's the most wonderful day of the year. About once a year, Al comes by, and it's like a visit from Santa Claus.
It's a holiday of our very own.
Sure. It makes us all so happy. Al, how have you been?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Bean.
Why are your voices going so high?
I don't know.
Al, you have had an unbelievable 2018. Just when you think you've done it all, 2018 must go down as one of your greatest years ever.
Let's say that it is.
Yes. It's
all downhill after this.
Before we talk about the Strings Attached tour, which is why you're here, because tickets are going on sale today?
I'm here because I miss you guys.
Oh. Well, we appreciate that.
Today at 10,
tickets are going on sale. We'll talk all about the Strings Attached. Let's talk about what led to the Strings Attached, which was the crazy tour that you did earlier this year.
I like going to extremes, so like earlier this year I did the ridiculously self-indulgent ill-advised vanity tour, which is my most stripped down tour. That was literally just me and the band walking out on stage and sitting down on stools and playing all the songs that nobody wants to hear. All the deep
cuts.
But
ironically, everyone wanted to hear.
It actually did very, it was a great tour. It went really well and I had a great time. But I thought, you know, we've done that. Now let's go the whole other direction. Let's do the most, you know, huge extravaganza we can possibly think of. So it's me and the band and background singers, and we've got the costumes and the props and the big screen. And by the way, we've got a full symphony orchestra on every take.
That's crazy.
Is it just that you have done the standard Weird Al tour for so many years that you wanted to mix it up for yourself and for the band?
Yeah, we did 200 dates on the Mandatory Fun tour, and again that was great. But that was sort of like the same kind of tour that people have been seeing for decades. It's, you know, me in the fat suit, me in the Amish get up and the Segway and all that kind of stuff, which is fun. But I thought, you know, I want to do something different, so that's why we're trying all these different iterations now and giving people something different.
And you're saying every city has a different an orchestra, and every city does it
basically. Yeah, I mean, there's some cities that have branded orchestras like the Colorado Symphony, and some cities were putting together our own orchestra. So I'm already getting like phone calls and emails. My cousin plays the viola.
Oh, no. Sorry about sending you that email. He is good, though.
I just can't imagine an orchestra going, hey, you guys, we have to get through Eat It because we still have fat.
Right.
Let's get going. Come on now.
Pick up the pace.
I mean, I don't know anything about how music works. Obviously, there's your talented musicians in these orchestras around the city, so they're good at learning material fast. But how does it even work? Is the music all written out and you send it out to them like a couple of weeks in advance?
It's all improv.
Practice?
Totally improv. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I have an arranger. Half of the show is from the Hollywood Bowl show. We did two nights of the Hollywood Bowl a couple of years ago, and which is basically the Mandatory Fun tour, but with orchestra. And half of the show is going to be the same because we're playing the hits and the fan favorites, and half of the show is going to be songs that I think would be sounding really great with an orchestra.
Right.
But there is written music, and everybody that we're going to be playing with is a professional, you know, first-class union musician. But the scary thing to me is, again, it's going to be great, but they see the music for the first time that day,
right,
and we run through it that afternoon, and then we do the show.
Wow. It would be very difficult to find any musician who doesn't know a Weird Al song by heart. Like, it's not like they're just springing on a new, you know, Mims single. Like, they're actually picking something that they know, so it's not going to be that hard.
It's probably a good time for people who have to take their lives pretty seriously most of the time. They're probably love it.
Yeah. It's not Papa Roach's new album.
Which is weird. He is doing some covers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Papa Roach's.
He's doing Last Resort.
I do hate to suggest this, but is there going to be like a real blue blood trumpet player? Is going to be, look, I got into this business for Beethoven and Bach. I got no time for Weird Al.
I don't think that's the way it works. I think they show up
and get to say that.
Like, you know, if you want your paycheck, you got to play the Weird Al. I think that's kind of the deal.
It's a bizarre idea. Do you have an accountant or anyone who said, hey, maybe Al, this is a money loser?
No, probably somebody should have.
Okay.
Because I think we're going to lose money on this one. So. But it'll be fun. That's the main thing.
When you did fairs, you had like a huge experience as well. Like the Al's brain. Like that was crazy undertaking too.
That was great. What year was that? Was like 2002? That was a while ago.
2003 or
but 4. But yeah, that was, nice you brought that up because I really loved that. It was a 10-minute movie, a 3D movie about the workings of the brain, and it had Paul McCartney in it, and my mother-in-law was in it, and Fabio was in it. I mean, just those three alone.
You got everyone in Hollywood.
So were you on this stripped-down tour just sitting on the stool thinking, how could I really one-up this? Like, your mind never stops.
I kind of thought of this about the same time that I thought of the stripped-down tour, because I've got the five-year plan. I've got the whole business model.
Sure.
I can tell you what I'm doing for the next 35 years, but it's a secret.
Sure.
No, but I just thought that this is the way to go because you got to give them the one extreme, then the other.
Are you one of those people that once a tour ends, you're able to relax for a while, or are you constantly thinking about getting back on the road?
No, when I'm not working, I can totally unplug.
Turn it off.
Yeah, it's hard to get me plugged back in, actually.
Okay.
what do you do when you have that kind of downtime?
Mostly I'm just comatose. I'm just drooling out of the side of my mouth a lot.
I mean, 40 years, guys.
Right.
One of the biggest musicians for 40 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's, I mean, look, he's a national treasure. We all know that.
It's America's sweetheart.
I'll tell you what Al isn't doing with his time when he's not on the road is writing any more goddamn songs. That's what he isn't doing. Because when you came in and triumphantly announced that you were finally out of your record contract that had worked so well for so long, and you said, I remember many times, even on this show, you said, well, we live in a different age now where I don't have to worry about waiting long enough to put 12 songs together. If something strikes me, I can put it out tomorrow and be timely and topical. None of that has happened, Al. None of it.
I'm just pacing myself. I'm writing one song a year.
Dean wakes up every morning and just searches. New song.
I got the Al Google alert. Yes, yeah, and sorry. Then I just got the refresh on my Spotify, and I'm like, where's all this Al music that he's now going to be free to compose?
I have a theory on that.
Oh.
I don't think he is that to me, because YouTube, right, gives us hundreds and hundreds of bad examples of what Al has inspired these people to do. Sorry that you did that. but like, I want him to still be the Yankees of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want him to put out everything because it's topical. He picks and chooses his lanes. And YouTube gives us all the crap.
And I think that Hamilton polka, incredible. That's like 5 years worth.
Yeah, he did.
So you take a break.
So I'm good for 5 years.
You are good.
There you go, Bean.
Yeah,
Bean.
Okay. Portugal the Man remixes he did. And then he showed up on the Weezer song that we play every 3 minutes.
Right.
And then, you know, he's been around. He's been doing stuff.
I know we're jumping all over the place, but we just get so excited when Al comes in. We try to cover all the ground in it as quickly as possible. But let's talk about the Hamilton Polka for a minute.
Sure.
Because you and Lin-Manuel Miranda have kind of a mutual admiration society. I think that goes back a long ways, right?
Yeah. We got together after In the Heights because I was thinking, oh, it would be fun to do a Broadway musical. And we have the same agent. And they said, well, you should meet Lin-Manuel. And I said, yes, I should. And we got along really, really well. Lin's been a fan of mine since he was a young kid, apparently.
Hasn't everyone? But, I mean, come on.
But it was cool. He came to my house and we knocked ideas around and nothing kind of gelled at the time. But we've got a plan. Sometime in the next 45 to 50 years, we'd like to write a musical
together.
Okay,
all right. Okay. So you've narrowed it down
great.
To that.
Yeah.
Good.
Did he, do I remember correctly, at one of the New York shows, he came out on stage and sang Yoda with you, right?
He did, yeah. It was a surprise to everybody. Like, at the very end of the show, I'm doing the audience sing-along and then I go, okay, now just Lin-Manuel. And he runs out from the side of the stage and sings a chorus, and people are like, what just happened?
Yeah.
The Hamilton Polka, for folks who don't know, is the entire Broadway smash play, Hamilton, in 5 minutes. And you kind of reinterpolated, is that the word?
Let's go with that one, yeah.
It'll work. All of the songs from the show and put your own spin on it in just 5 minutes.
That was the idea. I mean, truthfully, it's like obviously not the whole show. I didn't, all the really sad songs about people dying and orphanages and all
that.
Let's maybe excise those for the polka.
Was that one of the most challenging things you've ever done, Al?
Well, it was because, you know, Lynn's a good friend of mine, and I'm a huge fan of Hamilton, and like I don't want to screw this one up. Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure to make it good.
Did you run it by him at any point? You say, hey, is this okay?
No, I gave him the list of songs that I was going to put in the medley, and after that I said, I'm not going to play it for you until it's done, because I told him you can only hear it for the first time once, and I wanted it to be a special experience for him. And I was very happy that his wife, Vanessa, videotaped him watching it and listening to it for the first time.
So
that's
amazing.
Actually on YouTube, him just like freaking out listening to the song for the first time.
Well, because, again, as you mentioned, I mean, you were a childhood hero of his, and now he's got you covering him, you know? So, of course, it was a thrill. And when you guys came out together on The Tonight Show and you had to, I don't know if you were lip-syncing or if you were rapping it live, but there's so many words in that song.
There's a lot.
There's thousands of words in that song.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I told him and I told Jimmy Fallon at the time, this is one of the songs I'm probably never going to do live because I wrote it much too complicated to ever actually perform.
You don't think about that as you're writing?
No.
And there's no way I'm going to be able to perform this.
There are some songs that I do that I go, okay, this is not going to be a live one.
All right, the great Weird Al Yankovic in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have so much more to discuss, but let me hit the details of the Strings Attached tour, because tickets are going on sale for the Greek show August 10th of next year at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets starting at just $45, you guys.
What?
It's going on sale.
I'm totally losing money on this.
We
just lost 30 orchestra members.
Yes. That's at 10 o'clock today through Ticketmaster, and you're also playing the Pacific Amphitheater at the Orange County Fair. Those tickets don't go on sale until Saturday, December 1st, but you can get all the details at WeirdAl.com. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Al Yankovic blew his brains out in the late 80s after people stopped buying his records.
That is not
I
true,
don't think
Hank.
That's true.
Al is healthy
and well and fine and in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Let's talk about that Weezer song for a second, Al. I know that you just have a lot of, you probably get a lot of text messages from a lot of people asking you to do things. Is that where it started? Is Rivers Cuomo just said, hey, come be in our video?
Well, I'll tell you that I haven't told the story before. It's not a good or interesting story, but this is the first
Excellent.
Time I'm telling it.
Okay, that's what you do at Kevin and Bean.
All right.
I got a text from Violet, who is Frank Black's wife. I'm friends with the Pixies, and she texted and said, "Hey, we're playing the Forum with Weezer next week. Do you want to come to the show?" And I texted back, "Yeah, absolutely, I'd love to come." And then about 10 minutes later, like, "Oh, I told the guys from Weezer that you're coming, and they want you on stage with them."
That's awesome.
I said, "Well, okay." And they said, "We want you to play Africa with us." I said, "Yeah, sounds great." So I did that, and it was a blast. And the video of that, the live performance, went viral. And then not too long after that, I got another text from Rivers saying, "You want to do a video for us?"
Wow.
Which is hilarious because there's no reason for you to be in that video.
No reason at all.
Yeah, there's no connection.
There's
whatsoever.
A reason for Al to be in every song.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. You must get asked to do so many things, Al.
I suppose so. Mostly from Rivers Cuomo.
He won't leave me alone now?
No, it was kind of odd because I didn't direct or write or have really anything to do creatively with the video. The director said, we're doing kind of a takeoff of... Well, it's not really a parody or a takeoff. It's basically a gratuitous recreation of the sweater video. And I was like, okay, well, are you going to have dogs in it? Like, no. Okay, so it's not really a recreation? Are you going to do it in slow motion? No.
No.
All right, well, okay. Should I, and then it was like, should I look like Rivers Cuomo now, or should I look like Rivers Cuomo, you know, in the early 90s? And it was a whole, and it wound up being what it was.
Yeah. Speaking of jumping on stage with people, was it two or three nights ago you were on with Sparks, right? You came out and did
something. Yeah.
How do you keep track of how many bands you have gotten up on stage with? Because don't you do a thing in Hawaii every year
with Alice Cooper and Steve Tyler? Yeah, at like New Year's Eve, they do a thing for the Maui Food Bank.
Alice Cooper and Steven Tyler, you're on stage.
It's like that's the best part of being me. It's like every day is like rock star fantasy camp. Like, oh, I'm going to jump on stage with one of my all time favorite bands again.
Do you have a wish list? Like, is there somebody you keep waiting to ask you to come up on stage? Like, have you ever been up on stage with Paul McCartney?
That would probably be number one on my list. I'm not going to hold my breath for that to happen, but yeah, mm-hmm. that would be amazing, obviously, yeah.
Number two is Papa Roach.
Papa Roach, mm-hmm. number two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Papa Roach again. by the way, we'll give away some tickets at the end of this segment to the Weird Al Yankovic 2019 Strings Attached Tour, so hang on for about five more minutes. A couple of things I wanted to ask you about that have happened since the last time you joined us. You got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I did.
How's that feel?
It was amazing. You know, I have to tell you, it was a lot more emotional than I thought. I was thinking, oh, I'm just going to go up there and do a funny speech and be wacky and, you know, and just be professional. But once you get up there and you have, you know, Laurent Gubler from the Chamber of Commerce giving your whole life story, and then Dr. Demento came up and Tom Lennon came up, one of my closest friends, and they're saying all these sweet stories about me. And then people from my childhood and from my college days are there. And the fans, I mean, the fans are the ones that actually bought the star. You have to be selected. But then, no, it's a pricey thing. There's a big chunk of change they have to pay. And the fans collected all this money, and they came from around the world to show up and see me receive the star.
Wow.
So it was very emotional. Yeah. Like, I was just trying to hold it together during the whole thing.
Wow. How about that? Even with all the honors and awards and everything you won, this one seemed special.
It absolutely very special, yeah. And now I can just go there and just, like, you know, watch people urinate on my star.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yay. You know, it's part of Hollywood history now.
Good times. has anyone jackhammered your star up?
Not yet. I'm still waiting for that.
Who are you near?
I am near the recently departed Buck Owens. Roy Clark. Sorry, Roy Clark.
Yeah,
Roy Clark.
Oh, wow, he passed away yesterday.
Yep.
Well,
so your star
is the curse. It's the curse.
Wow. How are you feeling?
Who's on the other side?
You know.
I heard that Roy Clark was the healthiest 85-year-old in the world until your star went next to his.
Oh,
but you're going to have a lot of extra visitors to your part of the real estate, though, because of all the Roy Clark fans, I imagine.
I would think so. Getting some of his runoff.
They're retreating in masses. They're just dropping flowers off every 5 minutes. It's a huge deal in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hey, hee-haw forever. Come on.
I've heard you say that 100 times.
Yes. One other thing, and if I could give you some notes here, Al. I think you missed an opportunity, my friend.
What'd I do?
You're usually a very perceptive guy, very smart guy, obviously a very career savvy guy. You've managed to keep it going for a long time.
Oh, but no, what happened?
I feel like you missed an opportunity to not re-release Bohemian Polka with a new video. Because Bohemian Rhapsody is the biggest song in the world right now. It's back in the top 40 again because of this movie.
That's true.
And your version of Bohemian Rhapsody, Bohemian Polka, is masterful.
Well, every 10 years, it's a huge hit. So I'm leaving that for all the viral video makers.
I think it was a missed opportunity, dude.
Bean, it's if you want to make a video for it, you go right ahead.
I would love that.
Yeah, let's
make a video.
Maybe Rivers Cuomo should make a video for it.
Yeah. I'm more of a ukulele player than I am an accordion player.
Okay.
Describe player.
I mean, I own one. Okay. I own a ukulele. Right. Do you play the ukulele, Al?
Not well, no.
But you can play it?
I learned how to play it one day, and then the next day I forgot to play.
Okay. All right.
So you put in your time.
Yeah.
The Weird Al Yankovic 2019 Strings Attached Tour. You're going all over the country. This is going to be a lot of next year, right?
I want to say there's not 2019 Strings Attached. That's a lot of people.
The name of it. Okay.
Yeah. That's just the name of the
tour. It's a full puppeteer show.
Understood, yes. Tickets are going on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster for the Greek Theater Show on August 10th. We also have the August 8th Pacific Amphitheater at the Orange County Fair Show. Those tickets go on sale Saturday, December 1st, both through Ticketmaster. Get the complete lineup at WeirdAl.com. Before we say goodbye, we have 60 seconds with our guest, Weird Al Yankovic. Al, Kevin is going to fire questions at you for 1 minute.
Okay.
Just the first answer that comes to your mind.
I'm ready. Good luck.
60 seconds with Weird Al. What were you like in high school?
Younger.
Did you get beat up in high school?
Oh, I'm getting beat up right now.
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
I just like to watch.
Okay. What's the worst job you ever had?
Accordion repo man.
Do you ever look in your closet and say, God damn, I hate Hawaiian shirts?
No, I don't curse.
That's never okay. Sure. Pineapple pizza, yes or no?
Only when it's pineapple pizza, yes.
Okay. IHOP or Denny's?
Oh, gosh, for Thanksgiving, I'm going to go with Denny's.
Sad answer.
What's the thing most people would be surprised to find out about you?
I'm really an elderly Korean woman.
Okay. What's your least favorite song that you've ever done?
Let's go with Got a Boogie.
Have you ever been in a real fight?
No, I'll start one.
Okay. What did you want to be as a kid?
Rivers Cuomo.
Really? Okay.
Did it.
If you were on a desert...
I wish I could have answered that question, but the time is out.
Time is out. What are we going to do? Al, happy holidays, my friend.
Thanks for stopping by
the Kevin Beach. Great to see you.
Thank you.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Yeah, he's gone. Sorry, Bean.
Why?
He's gone. It's all right. He'll be back. Don't worry.
I know, but why are we even doing the rest of the show?
Oh, yeah, we should shut it down.
Shut it down. I mean, no Al, no peace, right? Who's with me?
I agree.
Hey, about 5 minutes right now, we'll give you some tickets for night number one of the Absolute K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. So stand by to win. First, Allie is here with one of our favorite What's Happenings of the Week because it's Friday.
Well, it's Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Friday.
Nope. Big old Friday.
Yeah.
And during this Friday, what we do is we do the 7 o'clock What's Happening as a That's My Jam playlist segment. So we have this playlist called That's My Jam. Go to Kevin and Bean on Twitter or Facebook at Kevin and Bean. We're going to link you to the playlist. And there's basically songs every single week, new songs that we're into, maybe an old song that just came up on our own playlist. And we said, oh, that's a great song. Let's put it on here. So it's everything that the Kevin and Bean show likes. All of the different members. So it's pretty fun. You're going to have a ton of music if you follow along that playlist.
And it's all very, very different.
Very different. And I think this week you'll see that it's very different. But Kevin, you're up first. What did you choose?
I was watching the finale of Mayans MC, which is a great show, which you should watch on video on demand if you haven't seen it yet. And I heard a song and I Shazammed it because I have no idea what it was.
Right.
Plus, it's in Espanol.
Oh.
So the words basically mean don't mess with me. I'm warning you, don't mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's Proyecto TQ and it's called No Te Melas Conmigos.
Very natural.
There's no possible way I said that right, but that's the same. I mean, come on.
You're going to be pumping that over your tamale Thanksgiving dinner?
Probably.
Dig it. All right. What about you, Bean?
I chose the latest single from Lil Peep. He, by the way, I was stunned to just find out that he died 1 year ago yesterday. Lil Peep's been gone a year already. He was only 21 years old. Jensen, you're the rap guy. He was a real talent, right?
Yeah, he was on his way. He was like a guy who could have really... went over different formats. He could have been on K-Rock and could have been on Urban Stations. And he was a real inspiration for other rappers. And it's a bummer.
I know you picked Cry Alone as one of your That's My Jam songs a few weeks ago, but his latest single is just tremendous. Lil Peep, Life is Beautiful. I wanna see your friends, but you're stuck inside a hospital. Dr. Wilson, and he tells you that it's terminal. Tumor in your brain, and it's saying it's inoperable. Isn't life beautiful? I think that life is beautiful. It's not an upper.
No, most of Lil Peep's music is not for your party.
No, but it's real good.
Yeah.
All right, Jensen, you're up next.
Today, the Creed 2 soundtrack came out. You can download it everywhere you get music. It is basically done fully by Mike Will Made It, one of my favorite hip-hop producers. And the whole album has Lil Wayne. It has Mike Will basically teaming up with Schoolboy Q, 2 Chainz, Ray Shrimmer, J. Cole, Ella May. I mean, literally everyone. Vince Staples, everyone's on this record. But the one that I want to pick as my jam is called Check, and it's Mike Will Made It with Nas and Rick Ross.
Try to take my last breath, my air. Had to check my fear. That's why they respect Nasir. Feel me, y'all witnessing what you never seen. Needed nothing attracts everything. The resurrection of a king. Man up, check. Chest out, check. Chin up, check. Discipline, check. Listening, check.
fantastic.
A Thanksgiving, that's going to sound great in the movie, too.
Thanksgiving jam.
Right?
I feel like maybe they missed a great opportunity just to have that whole soundtrack, Creed.
Oh, the
band. The whole soundtrack.
I feel like I like it the way it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what? I'm going to dub it. When I see in the theater, I'm going to bring my own boombox.
Nice.
I'm going to play Creed music when I think it fits and see what people think.
Okay. I'd like to go to that showing.
Give them the option.
Sounds real fun. This choice for me is kind of shocking, but I had heard about this band a while ago. They are metalcore, and they're a British band, but the reason I picked this is because in 2016, the main songwriter in the band, Tom, passed away after a 3-year battle that he was kind of keeping it to himself from melanoma, which is something I had, and I'm obviously still here, but it is the fastest spreading cancer. It is just a mess. And he passed away at the age of 28. Mm. And if that wasn't bad enough, losing your main songwriter in the band, his twin brother is the drummer. So it's just, they've been through a ton, and their new album, Holy Hell, this is their 8th album and their first after Tom's death. They are working through some stuff. But the thing I love about this, it's got kind of a little bit of a Chester Bennington feel to it, because there's these beautiful melodies. And then right when you're kind of into that, it hits you and you're like, holy crap, what just happened? And this song is by a group called Architects, and the song is Royal Beggars. Are you lost in a crowd? It's ourselves that we will betray. I am inside you. We have. I'm telling you, if you listen to the song and you're not like, oh, my face just got blown off, you're not listening to it right. It is amazing. But again, that's Royal Beggars. The song is Royal Beggars by a band called Architects. And again, you can find all of those at Kevin and Bean on Facebook or on Twitter. It's our That's My Jam playlist. New music every single week. Just press follow, press shuffle, and you're going to have amazing music, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Pete Davidson. I remember Martha Plimpton. Mm-hmm. And I recall Mark Helgenberger.
Good for you.
Okay. Where'd the paper go?
Not real sure. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I don't know why you get nervous about this game, Kevin.
I hate this game.
It's an opportunity.
Stop saying it's an opportunity.
For you to show.
Stop it.
How sharp you are.
I'm not that sharp.
That's what we're saying.
My thing is, I don't really care that I'm not that sharp, but I don't want to lose tickets for people. That makes me sad.
Okay, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2018. That's night number one, December 8th at the Forum. And the game we're playing is called Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
And it's not your fault if the listener loses the tickets, because they have the opportunity to say no. Kevin will not know the answer to the question that Alex is asking. So it's on them, man.
It's on them. That's a great point.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I love it then.
There you go.
Allie is your host. Callers, listen up. She'll tell you what's going on.
All right. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you a question. Kevin will be in a different area of the studio, different things in his headphones.
I won't hear it. Right?
I will ask you the question. All you have to tell me is, does Kevin know the answer or does he not? Then Kevin comes back, puts the headphones on. I ask him that same question, and that is your fate right there.
Fair enough. So let's go to our first contestant. This is going to be Kim in Pomona. She's on line one. So, Kim, we're going to ask you to predict whether Kevin will know the answer to this question, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Kevin is not listening. Here's your question.
He's in a soundproof booth, and he's a dick, by the way.
He's the worst. He's such a dick lately.
I hate him.
All right, Kim. Jared Leto, the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars, is also an accomplished actor. He won an Oscar, for God's sakes, in Dallas Buyers Club. We know that Kevin will know that he was a Joker in Suicide Squad, but Does Kevin know the show that he starred in as Jordan Catalano, full of teen angst that really made him a star?
I'm going to say yes, he's going to know.
He's going to know. Oh, all right. Kim. You don't know the same Kevin we know. Yeah. All right, let's bring him back into the room.
All right. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, everybody. Aren't we having fun?
We're having a great time. So Jared Leto, he won an Oscar.
The Joker.
Oscar in Dallas Buyers Club. Kevin will definitely know he portrayed the Joker in Suicide Squad. But does Kevin know the show that he starred in as Jordan Catalano, full of teen angst that really made him a star?
Oh, boy.
Jared Leto's TV show.
So Kim said yes.
Kim did say yes.
That's a bad guess on your part.
We tried to warn you.
Damn it. See, this is what happens is I don't know, and then you say it, and I go, oh, of course.
Would you remember, because I asked you this question yesterday.
Makes no difference.
The show is My So-Called Life.
My So-Called Life.
Sure. Oh,
I'm
Kim,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Kim, but I'm sorry, but that was a bad guess on your part.
Thank you, Clay. It's a great show for folks who
really
don't know.
Great.
It was Claire Danes. It was a wonderful show.
All right. Let's go to Gene in Newport Beach. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, Gene. All right, Kevin is leaving the room. Can't hear. Here is your question. Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins is a huge baseball fan, which Kevin will never understand. But will Kevin know the team that Billy roots for?
No, he will not.
He will not.
Kevin will not.
Okay. Sounds pretty clear. All right. Here comes Kevin walking back. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, huge lead singer.
Huge baseball
yes,
fan.
Yes, he is. Yes. Directly identified Billy Corgan.
Uh-huh.
I understand you don't like baseball.
I don't.
You have no time for it.
Correct.
Would you know the team that Billy Corgan roots for?
Oh, come on. Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs or White Sox? Cubs or White Sox?
I think we're only going to accept one answer on this one.
Let's say Cubs.
Oh, my God. You are right.
Yes.
Well so done. But, yeah, no.
Gene said yes?
Gene said no.
He said
sorry,
he wouldn't know it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Man.
Sorry, Gene.
Sorry. Okay. Kevin is too good. That's the problem.
I did not see that coming.
No, neither did I.
No.
How dare you? Just because they just won the World Series recently and he was in it a lot.
All over the game.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Kelly in Hawthorne. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. All right, Kevin's leaving the room. Here's your question. The Interrupters are made up of Amy, Justin, Kevin, and Jesse. Will Kevin know who in the band is related and how? I'm only going to ask him how they're related, though. So I don't want a marriage. I don't want anything like that. Will he get that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's bring Kevin back in. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
The Interrupters are made up of Amy, Justin, Kevin, and Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kevin know who in the band is related and how? You can just give me the how. Give me the how.
Brother, sister.
Brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
No.
I already got it wrong. Okay.
Yeah, three of them are brothers. That would be everyone but Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did Kelly say?
Yes.
She said, you know.
Oh, no.
I mean,
but I know how they're related.
I'm sorry, Kelly. It's not that the question wasn't for you. It's for it's for loser me.
Right. It's not just Kelly, no.
All right. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Sorry, Kelly.
0-3 so far. This is tougher than
we thought it might be. See, this is fun, Bean.
It is fun.
I'm enjoying it.
I would enjoy it more if somebody won tickets to the show.
Vanessa in Los Alamitos. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Vanessa. All right, Kevin's not listening. Here's your question. AFI's music has been classified everything from alternative rock, horror punk, garage punk, emo to skate punk. But does Kevin know what AFI stands for? And we will not accept American Film Academy. I'm just kidding. He won't know that. What does AFI stand for? Will Kevin know?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
Better.
All right, here he comes. All right, Kevin. AFI's music has been classified as everything from alternative rock to horror punk, garage punk, emo. But do you know what AFI stands for? And not American Film Institute. What the band's AFI stands for.
What did Vanessa say?
She said you would.
Doesn't matter.
A fire inside.
Look at that. Look at that.
Suck it.
Nice. Well done, Vanessa. Well done, Kevin.
Can't believe you said yes, Vanessa.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Raul in Valencia.
Hey.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Third Eye Blind has scored 3 Billboard Top 100 hits, Semi-Charmed Life, Jumper, How's It Gonna Be? But their album, Out of the Vein, seemed to kind of chronicle the breakup of lead singer Stephen Jenkins and his girlfriend, who happened to be a huge Hollywood actress. Will Kevin know which actress Stephen dated for 3 years?
Oh, boy. No.
No. All right.
All right.
Let's bring Kevin back. All right, Kevin.
Yes.
Third Eye Blind. Mm-hmm. Their album, Out of the Vein, seems to chronicle the breakup of lead singer Stephen Jenkins and his girlfriend. He dated this woman for 3 years, a huge Hollywood actress. Does Kevin know Stephen Jenkins' ex-girlfriend?
I guarantee you knew it at the time.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Let's give him a second.
No.
Don't know.
Do you know the answer by chance? Raul?
I have no clue.
All right, we're all in the same boat. It was Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Right.
But he got it right.
He got it right.
All right.
Well done. Do we have time for one more?
We can do one more. Because,
or should we call it?
No, I feel good about this.
Because we went out on a win. No,
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
This one's going to be a win, too.
Okay.
All right.
Why? How
Who's
come?
This going to be?
This is Todd in Riverside.
Who's it going to be?
All right.
Hey, all right. Todd.
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Good. Kevin is not listening.
Time for chit-chat, Todd.
Greta Van Fleet is an American rock band from Michigan formed in 2012. A lot of people think they sound a lot like one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Led Zeppelin. Does Kevin know the name of Led Zeppelin's guitarist?
Yes, absolutely.
He should, right?
Okay.
All right, let's get Kevin back. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
A lot of people think Greta Van Fleet sounds like Zeppelin.
Right.
Do you know the name of Led Zeppelin's guitarist?
Led Zeppelin's guitarist.
All right, Todd, we're doing something here, dude.
Oh, sorry.
If you're going to say anything, help me.
Todd, by the way, said yes, absolutely yes.
Oh, no.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
The guitarist for Led Zeppelin.
I mean,
of
one
course,
of the...
By the way, of course I know who it
of
is.
Course,
I mean, he's one of the most
yeah.
famous musicians of all time.
Right.
And his name is... And if you were going to call him, you would yell what words out to get in?
Hey, Led Zeppelin guitarist.
Well done.
That's what I would yell.
Let's go with that.
I don't know.
All right.
It's also Charlize Theron.
How about
Can you
that?
Guys believe it?
Does Jimmy Page sound familiar?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right.
What a dumbass.
Sorry, we went out on a loser.
Way to go. Hey, God. Thanks, Bean.
Sorry.
We went out on a loser because
I
of
wanted
you.
To go out on a winner, yeah. but the girl. All right.
Right.
Vanessa and Raul were both able to crack the code that is Kevin's melon, and they knew what Kevin would and wouldn't know. One of them is going to be going to night number one of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Saturday, December 8th at the Forum. Who's our winner, please?
The winner is Raul. Nice.
Raul, congrats.
Yes. And thank you.
Enjoy the show. Thanks for playing the game.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
You ready for a brand new internet roundup?
Yeah, let's do this.
Hit it, Chief.
Yeah, brace yourself. Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. It's Kevin and Beans, yo, internet roundup.
All the best viral videos of the week in one handy location at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. There's a couple of things I just want to mention real quick. We're not going to play audio from it, but there are some very nice Stan Lee tributes, including somebody put together a video of every Stan Lee cameo ever.
Yeah, I like that.
Not only all 20 of the Marvel movies, but lots of other things that he's been in cartoons.
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk TV show.
Yes.
And Mallrats and all sorts of stuff. That's very, very cool. So you definitely want to check that out. Dave, what's the deal with this crazy-looking cat? This guy's freaking out over at his mom's house.
Did you see that cat with the big eyeballs?
It's my favorite video. Is it real?
It is real.
But what cat has huge eyes like that and never blinks?
It looks cartoonish
so
because funny. The eyes are so big and it never blinks. It just looks like it's fake.
like.
But it looks like the beginning of a horror movie.
Yes.
But so wouldn't you have the same reaction as this guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes, okay,
I would. So he sees this cat outside, and he's yelling to his mom, and you can tell he is freaking out about not only his own cat, who he's worried about. He thinks this cat's going to kill him. Listen to this.
What the f***? Is that a f***? Cat? Hey, don't f- look at me like that. That's a weird looking f- cat. Ma! Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma! Ma, there's a weird f- stray cat outside. It looks like grandma the f- thing. Hey, get the f- out of here. I don't even know if that's a f- cat. Blink, motherfucker! Ah, no!
How did he not yell for meatloaf?
Right?
Ma, meatloaf!
Is this the same guy that was on the boat that saw a whale? Like,
I love that so much. The cat comes running toward him, and you know that guy was back inside his house in a second. You got to watch this video. Yeah, it will freak you out. Not as much as Trumpy Bear will freak you out.
Oh, my God.
I thought this... I still think this might be fake. No, I can't.
This is a straight, like,
I
made for TV product.
It is a true product. In fact, it has been around for 6 or 7 months, but every time they buy a new ad campaign on Fox News, people see it again for the first time. And that's what happened. Recently, they started advertising, I guess, as a Christmas gift or something. But it's called Trumpy Bear, and you're not going to believe this commercial is real.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly.
Right, Trumpy Bear right was born. So Trumpy Bear is a teddy bear that is like wearing a little suit or something, mm-hmm. right?
He's wearing a suit. He has the comb over.
And he has the comb over.
Yes,
it's clearly a tribute to President Donald Trump. Okay. I guess they can't use his name or something like that. What? You don't think this is for people? You don't think this is for Trumpers, Dave?
I totally think it's for Trumpers, but I totally think it's a cash grab. Like, it's. I think they're kind of mocking
them. They know what
them.
They're doing?
Yeah, they know what they're doing with this bear.
Oh, I think they plan on making a lot of money on it because they're selling it to people who love the president.
Yeah.
All right, so there's more than just a bear going on here. Let's go back to the ad.
Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the American flag-themed blanket. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on any American holiday.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
American industry once ruled the world, and now we're back on track again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear sits proudly at the front of the motorcycle and loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine, and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side.
All right, once let's stop right there.
See,
let's
that's where
right
I think
there.
That's where I think it's a joke because really, like, is a biker going to have Trumpy Bear there waiting
if
with him?
If he's patriotic, if he's a good American, he will. And they had the woman pulling the American flag out of Trumpy Bear's backpack and literally wrapping herself
it's
in the American flag,
which you're not supposed to do. But
and then they put Trumpy Bear up on the top of a flagpole with an American flag. Like you can't get any more patriotic than that. Right? All right, more.
And I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
When I saw Trumpy Bear, I knew I had to have him. He's a fighter just like me.
Some firehouses have Dalmatians. We have Trumpy Bear.
I've been in law enforcement for over 4 years, and I love my Trumpy Bear. Trumpy Bear always has my back. When I go on patrol, I'm rolling with Trumpy Bear.
I'm a small business owner, and business is great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Yeah, thank you, Trumpy Bear.
People know me as Frankie DeBrone. I own my own commercial cleaning service.
Come on.
My business is doing great. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Right? No.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
But
Frankie the Broom, Allie.
No. Come on.
Right? It's a joke.
I didn't
get
that far into watching it.
Yeah.
It was too much for me.
But
there's no way that these people are real.
I don't think
no
so
way.
Either. They may be trying to cash in on other people.
Oh, yeah.
But
they are. Totally are. And I'm going to buy one.
No, you're not.
I totally am.
No. Why?
Here's why.
I'm going to set it on fire.
No, no. Here's why. No.
I have to take the flag out first.
Here's why I'm going to buy it. Because the Trump vodka, when they went out of business, what the resale was so high.
Oh, you think you're gonna make
so money on once this? It become a collector's item, boom, I'm gonna sell it.
This guy says his golf game has improved because Trumpy Bear rides with him in his golf cart. Yeah,
that's why I think it's completely false.
My business is doing so much better. Come on.
Yeah.
Is there any more?
Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity.
Payments of $20.
Right.
Thank God there's a certificate of authenticity, by the way, because you can't fake that. All right, we're going to have to skip the last one because we're out of time.
Who cares?
Are you going to pay? Are you going to pay $40, probably plus shipping and handling, Dave, to get a Trumpy Bear?
Yes, I am. I'm going to buy it right now. I'm literally going to go to the computer, go online, and buy it right now.
How about you give me $40 and I'll kick you in the bees?
You can kick me. You can kick Trumpy Bear in my bees.
You got to see. I mean, look. It sounds awesome. Wait till you see it. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com for all the best viral videos of the week. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Every once in a while, we like to hand the reins of the music department over to you, the Kevin and Bean listener. We do it every Friday at this time. It's a feature we call Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
This is week 70 of Keep It 100, by
is
the
that
way.
Right?
We do have a Spotify playlist of all of the Keep It 100 songs that we've ever done every Friday, so you can look for that on the Kevin Bean social media if you want to check it out.
Crash Test Dummies, though, is that on there?
I think all of them are, yeah. Okay, well, great. Before we talk to Edith, and by the way, all Ediths are hot, so I'm very excited to speak with her in a minute. Here's what we almost heard. Text number 99 was Burning Down the House by Talking Heads, Dan and West Hills. Thanks. Maybe not this week.
Maybe to be tasteless, possibly.
Maybe this isn't the week for Burning Down the House, but thank you for that.
But a great song, aside from everything that's happening.
Great song. Bill Cosby did some great comedy early in his career also. Also, a lot of good Woody Allen movies.
Mm-hmm.
Texture 101 was for Judith, A Perfect Circle out of the 818. But neither of those were Texture 100. That is the aforementioned Edith, who joins us on the phone from Encino right now. Hey, Edith, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great. What's going on with you? What do you have going on today?
Oh, well, actually, I'm driving down to Huntington Beach today for a meeting. And, of course, I'm listening to K-Rock the whole way there. You guys are keeping me entertained.
All right.
So thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate it. And thank you for texting us probably while you were driving illegally.
Yep.
You get to you, tell
don't
us
tell
how,
anybody.
Tell us how you arrived at your choice.
Well, I love the Smiths. It's one of my favorite K-Rock bands of all time. That's actually how I got hooked on a K-Rock years ago. Mm-hmm. The Cure and the Smiths and all their awesome songs that you guys would play. So I've been listening to you guys ever since I started hearing them on the radio, you know, on your station. So
nice.
I love them. They're one of the most influential bands for me.
I agree. So, you are a child of the 80s. What song? Why don't you introduce the Smith song you have chosen today, Edith?
Okay, this morning on K-Rock, here is Big Mouth Strikes Again by the Smiths.
She's perfect for our show.
Edith from Encino, great choice right there. The Smiths, Big Mouth Strikes Again here on Keep It 100 on the Kevin Bean Show. Guys, you remember how phenomenal Morrissey was headlining Acoustic Christmas last year? Remember how great he was? He just couldn't have been any more generous with his time. He just came out and did all the songs we wanted to hear.
The time just seemed to fly by.
If you blinked, you might have missed
him. Right, exactly.
Oh, wait, I think that was the 600th show he'd canceled in 5 years. But back in the Smiths' days, he was pretty reliable, and that was a great choice. Allie, I imagine you were about the right age to be a Smiths fan on K-Rock, too.
That is when I first started loving K-Rock. It was all Smiths, Depeche Mode, The Cure, mm-hmm. Echo and the Bunnymen, Love and Rockets. I mean.
All right.
Oh, you want a date?
I want a date.
That year was 87.
She always says both, hoping to get credit for.
It's going
to
be 86.
What's your final answer?
It's going to be 86. 87.
It is 86.
It is 86. You did kind of get it.
See, but T has old range.
Yeah.
The Smiths from their classic album, The Queen is Dead. That is this week's Keep It 100. We'll do it again next Friday. Thanks, Edith.
Keep It 100.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
The lady talking about things that are bad in your mouth is Allie McKay. She's here with our final look at what's happening here on this Friday.
And, of course, Kat Gorbit joins us for this one to tell us great things.
Okay.
He did say Friday. Good job. To get back. You guys remember when Stan Lee passed away, Armie Hammer decided to tweet, "So touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. No better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself." And people were criticizing him, saying, "Why are you grief shaming? What is wrong with you? What are you?" And he was just not backing down, back and forth, back and forth. And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan had just the hammer, laid it down, and said, "Looks like you found a way to use other ways of mourning and their memories to draw some attention to yourself. You sound like a real asshat."
Dick.
Yes. Well, turns out Armie Hammer did some soul-searching.
Did he?
He wound up tweeting out this apology. "While attempting to provide some unnecessary social commentary about the current selfie culture, I, in true asshat form, thank you, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, inadvertently offended many of who were genuinely grieving the loss of a true icon. I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart and will be working on my Twitter impulse control." All right.
He's so caught up in his privileged bubble. He doesn't. Yeah. He has no concept of what goes on.
Let's not forget that the thing we should be shaming him about is the idea that his parents and his great grandparents were the Arm and Hammer people, and then they named him Armie Hammer.
Wait, is that true?
Yes.
I said, why is he named after deodorant?
His great grandfather was Armand Hammer, which is a real name.
Okay.
Armand Hammer. And then he was like, "Oh, that's cute because I can call my company Arm and Hammer." But then generations later, they go, "Name him Armie Hammer so that everyone knows."
Okay, he's the worst. I can't. I can't.
Right?
Let's move on.
I don't think his name
is
his fault.
I blame it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. At some point, honestly.
You change it.
Change it.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to be anything, in my mind, even if you're the best actor of all time, I'm still going to be like, they named him Armie Hammer because his family has a bunch of money from Arm & Hammer.
Ooh, who wound up? I have some Arm & Hammer in my house.
Yeah. You don't have Armie Hammer in your house, and I'm proud you don't.
Thank you.
Wow. Let's move on to someone that has great parents and is himself a lovely human being. Friend of the show, Colin Hanks. He's been posting pictures of what look like bandana patterns on his Instagram, and then under each one, he'd write something like, "something," and then the next one, "coming," next one, "soon." So people were like, "Why are you just posting patterns with one word? What are you doing, Colin Hanks?" Well, now we all know. Your boy is entering the fashion realm. He explains here, and I love this mostly because he explains what he's doing and then realizes halfway through posting Instagram stories that he's not real good at posting Instagram stories, and maybe he should have looked into how to link things. And it is just, it's perfect Colin Hanks because he is a GD delight.
Now I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, "Oh, cool, bandanas." No, no, not a bandana. Hashtag not a bandana. It's a kerchief. A Hanks kerchief. I'm really excited to finally be sharing this with all of you.
Oh my God.
It's something I've always been obsessed with. Handkerchiefs. It's just I've always had them. Ask anyone who knows me. They'll pretty much tell you the same. And yes, maybe I should have learned how to do more of these like Instagram-y links within the story thingy. I probably should have learned that before we launched. But the website is up. Hankskerchiefs.com.
And he cuts himself off, and it just made me laugh so hard. So I DM'd his stories to Omar, and I'm like, "I don't know if you could grab these off of Instagram when they're going to go away, but just grab them because it was so adorable."
I have a question. I've not seen the Instagram page.
Sure.
He loves handkerchiefs. Mm-hmm. Where is he on pocket squares? Does he mention if he has an affinity for those as well?
He didn't, but it's not as catchy as Hankskerchiefs.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a great follow-up question, though.
Yeah, I loved it. Thank you.
I've never felt so good in my life. It feels so good! It feels so good to be alive!
That's a guy that loves handkerchiefs.
He
man,
loves right? them, you guys. Coming in fall of 2018.
Imagine if Tom Hanks named him Castaway Hanks. Do you know
right,
what I mean?
You're right.
It's a dumb name, right. Army Hammer.
Oh,
it's
right.
not, it. It's no, not even it. A real name.
No, he's all wound up. Let's see if we can calm him down with some Katy Perry. So she tweeted out, "For all my friends secretly buying their tree already, surprise! Christmas comes early." And for friends that are secretly buying their tree, be proud. Be proud of Christmas, Katy Perry's friends. She has released a lovely new Yuletide tune called Cozy Little Christmas.
Cozy little Christmas here with you.
Is she going for a little Mariah vibe on
I'll
that
take
song?
That. I'll take it. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
So the song is available to stream or download exclusively through Amazon Music. And speaking of Christmas, every day she's here, it's like Christmas Cat Corbin. But you've got something fun and Christmassy as well happening.
I do. You know what? For 17 years, The Grove, right there, Fairfax, the market right there, a third, they do the annual Christmas tree lighting. And it's like a huge event. CBS broadcasts it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have some like 80s band come out and sing songs.
Nick Lachey hosts or someone
probably,
like that.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Bella Lachey-esque.
Best case scenario.
Yeah, Lachey adjacent.
So it's happening this Sunday. The stores are closing at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's free. There will be fireworks. There's awesome. Fake snow. The last time I was there, they made it out of soap and I got it in my mouth. And it
oh,
was
yeah,
disgusting.
It comes down from the heavens.
It was so
but,
gross.
But it's soap.
I love, personally, the giant Christmas tree. And every year they put a sign that says, "This is bigger than the one at Rockefeller Center."
Yeah, that's total bragging rights, right?
It is the biggest tree in the world,
burn.
Right?
Sick burn. Sick burn. Yeah.
We can't bring alcohol in, so you and I won't be going.
Yeah,
Ellen.
We won't be going.
No.
But we will know that it's happening this Sunday because you will see Twitter on Sunday night. Are we under attack?
No, it's fireworks.
Whenever the fireworks happen, people lose it. But just a warning, anybody with cute little doggies, it's going to happen on Sunday night if you live in the vicinity.
Yes. Let me go back a day to tomorrow for all you comic heads.
Yeah! It's taking over! Shout out to the comic heads.
Oh my god, it's local comic shop day tomorrow. Woo. And the fourth annual one, and it's going down at Manhattan Beach. The Comic Bug is doing a full day of events. I think it starts at like 9 a.m. with like really limited edition stuff you can get and unique items. But at 4 o'clock, they are dedicating a couple hours to Stan Lee, and they have people who've worked with Stan over the years. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
If you like that, go to this website.
Hankscherchiefs.com.
Different one. That's Colin Hanks's handkerchief.
Bad. Jeez, Kevin. And since we're off next week, right? Hopefully. Mr. Weatherby took us off on Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Right, sure, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to the Wallace Annenberg Pet Space, which apparently is like some high-tech animal rescue place.
Okay.
Over near, what's that,
Fox Hills Mall?
Yes. It's down near there. I'm going there today, actually, to go
really?
Check it out. But they're having a senior adoption.
Pets or people?
People. Yeah.
Pets.
You can get a grandpa.
Old guy's
pet.
Named Murray.
Grandpa, grandma.
Senior pets from 11 to 3.
I
senior
can just pets about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too far.
I'll take him.
That's a sheepdog.
How many teeth does he have? I'll take him.
Senior dogs rule. They do rule.
They do.
And they always wind up at the shelters, and nobody wants them. But if you could give an older dog a great couple of years, what a delight.
Hello.
I'll take that one. What's happening?
Awful
hey,
people.
Some birthdays
awful.
For you. Martha Plimpton, Pete Davidson, Mark Helgenberger, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. And that's what's happening.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Thank you. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Glenn will be there.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Intercourse?
Roll another one.
That is what happened, yeah.
Just like the other one.
Wah, wah, wah.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Introducing the original Trumpy Bear.
No.
The fearless, super plush American Grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day.
So that's coming up tomorrow as well. We'll be right back.
Will we? Thought we were done
after these words.
Paid for by Black Americans for the President's Agenda.
Kevin! Your pizza is here!
Bong, bong.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.